U.S. forces sent cruise missiles into Iraq in a second consecutive nighttime air raid. The attack was aimed at a presidential palace, a ministry building, and a Republican Guard stronghold. An Iraqi official said the United States is targeting civilian sites.
Ladies and gentlemen, those are the people who were targeted by criminal George Bush and his gang and his mercenaries in Kuwait and in the Gulf. They said, we have targeted military places. This is the way they are operating. This is the real targets of those villains in Washington and in London.
The Iraqi capital was quiet after the brief attack. NPR's Ann Garrels is in Baghdad. The buildings are still smoldering there?
Yes. We weren't allowed into them, which is no surprise. But yes, the main target of last night's strikes appears to have been Saddam's presidential compound, or one of his compounds. Now, this complex is particularly significant because it's the headquarters for the special security regime, as it's called, which is commanded by Saddam's younger son, Qusay. This hand-picked force was formed after the 91 Gulf War, apparently because Saddam Hussein had doubts about the loyalty of the Republican Guard, which until then had been the elite force. But as Tom said earlier, Tom Jolton, the information minister said today that Iraqi President Saddam Hussein survived last night's attacks, which he said had targeted his family's houses. But he said Saddam Hussein and his family are safe. There's no way to independently confirm this, and we have not seen either Qusay or Saddam Hussein today on television.
Iraqi officials are taking foreign reporters on after-attack tours of Baghdad, and there was one today, right?
That's right. They're pretty pathetic after attack tours. We were not taken to see any damage. Instead, we were taken to a power plant which hasn't been touched, but where there are 12 human shields. They've been assigned by the Iraqis to sleep there. They said they were a little rattled by the attacks, but they remained determined to stay. One of them was a 40-year-old American, Mark Urbans, originally from Wyoming and Warrenton, Missouri. He said he'd never been involved in political actions like this before, but he couldn't sit by because, in his words, this is such a wrong action by the U.S. Asked if he could be considered unpatriotic, he said, my country is destroying its principles. We were then taken to a hospital where doctors reported treating 6 wounded. Mainly they had superficial wounds. 2 people, it would seem from their descriptions, weren't actually hit by anything to do with U.S. Missiles, but from the debris from the anti-aircraft fire. And one young man did get hit from the sort of ricochet from a missile attack because he was out late at night when the U.S. hit a big Air Force base called the Al Rashid base in the Zafiriya neighborhood of Baghdad. And incidentally, I got another report from an Iraqi that the U.S. has hit another military base, a very large one called the Al-Taji base north of Baghdad. Ironically, this Iraqi had ignored the call for his reserve unit.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.